Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned the esteemed mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson.
We don't have illegal aliens.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's from some sort of sci-fi message that you would have had. Well, listen, the legal term for my people were slaves. You want me to use that term too? So look, let's just get the language right. We're talking about undocumented individuals that are human beings. The last thing that I'm going to do is accept the type of racist, nasty language to describe human beings.
Oh, it's so nasty to say illegal alien or illegal migrant. Charles Lipson here, professor emeritus from the University of Chicago. It's horrifying language. I'm actually surprised that we can air that here. And the FCC allows us with all that racist, bigoted language. Charles, how are you this afternoon?
Well, I got to say, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is number in a bag of hammers.
He really is. I mean, and what's interesting about that guy is, and maybe this is true of Mamdani and some of these other, you know, new wave Democrats, is he doubles down, right? He does not shy away from it. And, you know, I mentioned to Fred, there's this guy, I don't know if you saw The Exchange, he's an independent journalist who kind of went back and forth with Johnson last week on some of this stuff. And, you know, he basically, I want to try to get this reporter on because he doubles down on everything that he says. And he doesn't really, you know, when he's asked the question about people who are actual residents of Chicago not getting, you know, the taxpayer benefits that maybe they're owed because, I don't know, they're legally here in this country, he just brushes that off as there's no difference between whether you're here legally or illegally. And that's where a lot of Democrats are.
It's all true. People here call him Mayor 6.6 because, in one opinion poll, that was his favorability rating. believe it or not. And I think I think they don't give percentage points anymore. They actually name the people who still favor him. He really comes straight out of the Chicago Teachers Union, which is as corrupt and self-interested as any organization this side of Cosa Nostra. And that organization actually has an impact in the St. Louis area because the woman who heads it has now been elected head of the Teachers Union for the entire state of Illinois, which of course includes the area just across the river from St. Louis.
Right, right.
But Brandon Johnson is really a creature of that organization. The city has some very vibrant areas. There are areas that are really growing and interesting and filled with restaurants and all the things that you expect, like St. Louis has and like every city has. But there are whole major parts of the city that are in complete meltdown with boarded up storefronts and all the rest. And then there is what I would call the Pete Hegseth effect. Soldiers didn't want to sign up for the U.S. military under the Biden administration. Pete Hegseth is not a Nobody considers him a great administrator or strategic thinker, but people have signed up for the U.S. military because he represents a kind of enthusiasm for them and a backing for them. That's why a lot of cities have trouble signing up police. They don't think that the political leaders will back them, and that's certainly the case in Chicago, and it's the case in most of the deep blue cities across the country.
So I'm going to spend a little bit more time on this at the bottom of the hour, but one of the topics that I've been covering, obviously, is the, you know, hyperventilation on the part of the left to the renovations of the East Wing of the White House, which really continue to be comical to me. And they're even more comical to me in the aftermath of the weekend, in which both the New York Times and the Washington Post apparently agreed with me on the fact, and a lot of us, that maybe these are long overdue renovations that need to be taking place. And gosh, isn't it nice that taxpayer dollars aren't going to fund this? But the reaction, Charles, and I don't know how much you've, you know, been exposed to some of the social media, the TDS folks out there losing their mind over this. It was like somebody drowned a bag of puppies.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. That was what interested me, Mark, about all this. It ought to be clear to any fair-minded person that when you hold a larger event, you can't hold them in the White House. You have to put up a temporary tent.
A tent.
There are literally porta potties. You might have a dinner for a major head of state or something like that, and people are using porta potties. And so the idea that you would put up a large room makes sense. Now, I'm not one who wants all the gold leaf and everything, but that's just my personal taste, and it can be redecorated by the next president, and, you know, 50 years we'll have another Democrat. But what seems to have gotten people is that a wing of offices was torn down in order, as part of this larger construction.
Right.
Now, let me say two or three things about that. The first thing is that Harry Truman gutted the entire interior of the White House because it needed it. They rebuilt the entire interior. Almost every president has done some construction. Jackie Kennedy did a lot of it, redecorated all the major rooms and so forth. The rooms that were torn down were in dilapidated condition and were put up only by Franklin Roosevelt. They're relatively recent. So what interested me was why all the hand wringing about it? And here's my answer, which certainly begins to build on Trump derangement syndrome, and we hate everything he does, and if he says the sun rises in the east, we'll say it rises in the west. But I think there's one more thing, and I think it's that the people who are just livid over this, and I know some people who are just heartbroken over it. They wrote me, actually. They're people I know. And I think it's because they think tearing down part of the White House is their image of what Trump is doing to the country.
Yeah,
and
they're
the
trying
Constitution.
To, right. Yes, they're trying to extend
that.
And
I think that was missing from the public discussion. That's what I tried to add.
Well,
that they think this is a kind of metaphor for everything they hate, not just about Trump, but about what Trump is doing to their country. And if it and to see some of these people who haven't expressed a patriotic sentiment in 3 decades talking about how beloved the White House is strange
crazy.
In and of itself.
Look, do I have some questions about the process? Maybe should some things have been communicated? Yeah, maybe. Okay, but look, the bottom line on a lot of this is it's happened before. They praised it when Obama did it. And when Trump does anything, there is an unwillingness to give him credit for hostages being released or anything. But what's interesting is, to me, it's fascinating psychologically, the reaction on the part of the left. Now, I had a friend on, my friend Steve Butts, who's a state representative running for state senate. We don't agree on a lot of things. He's a Democrat, but he's a sane Democrat. But he was crazy about this on my roundtable on Friday. I'm like,
really?
Steve,
yeah.
Isn't it possible that me, and I'm trying to get some of my left-wing friends to look at this in a different way, and then lo and behold, the Washington Post and the New York Times did it for me. But psychologically, and I get it because some people even said that on social media, this is what he's doing to the country. The problem is, and I, Charles, look, I try to look at this stuff. So let's ask those people on the left, what in the world has this president done to you that's so horrific right now? Your taxes are going to stay low because if Kamala's in there, your taxes are going up. There's no doubt about it after the first of the year. The number of people crossing the border is down to pretty much nothing. Inflation is down. The price of gas is down. We're solving international conflicts, but they hate him so much. They don't. Right, I know. They hate him so much they can't give an inch, if not just a centimeter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Picky, picky, picky,
yeah,
Mark.
Right, I know. Terrible. Terrible of
me. I mean,
me.
Really, well, the point is, I think that in a certain way this is true of people who support him, I think you often have to take a step back and say, what's going right? What's going wrong? What is seriously right and what's seriously wrong? And one of the things that's seriously right, just before we go, is something you and I talked about a couple of weeks ago. I said that one of the we don't know if what's happening in Gaza will lead to anything other than a temporary kind of cold peace. But one thing we can be very sure of, it will allow the United States to begin concentrating more on the genuine threat that's coming from China in Asia. And that's exactly what we're seeing on the current trip.
You can always find great pieces on Charles's website, which is charleslipson.com. I always appreciate you coming on here, Charles. Have a great week.
You too, Mark.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.